Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. As we come towards the end of the year, I've been thinking about the themes that have appeared throughout the weeks, from mapping emotions, to restoring energy, to creating pockets of calm, to setting boundaries. There's one theme that underpins it all: serenity. I want to share a short prayer with you that's been part of my life for as long as I can remember. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This is known as the Serenity Prayer. It's most often associated with AA and other recovery groups, but it was originally written in the 1930s by an American theologian called Reinhold Niebuhr. Over time, it has travelled far beyond religion, far beyond any one group, because its message is universal. It speaks to anyone living through uncertainty, challenge, or emotional strain, which makes it incredibly relevant for parents raising neurodivergent children. Most people hear the Serenity Prayer and jump straight to acceptance. But serenity is first. Here it is again. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Because unless something in you settles, acceptance feels impossible. You can't genuinely accept anything when you're overwhelmed or overstretched. You need a tiny bit of inner space first, a bit of steadiness, a softening of the shoulders, a small breath that isn't rushed. That's serenity. So today, I want to come back to the heart of it all. The difference between the things you cannot change and the things you can. Not in a limiting way, but in a liberating way. Because knowing the difference gives you back energy. It gives you back choice. Let's start with the things you cannot change. You cannot change other people's opinions, whether it's a family member who thinks they know better, or a school professional who doesn't fully understand your child. You can't control their thoughts or reactions. You cannot change how fast the system moves. The waiting lists, the assessments, the paperwork. These things move at the pace they move, no matter how much you push. You cannot change the unpredictability of certain days. The disruptions, the meltdowns, the cancelled plans. Some days simply arrive as they are. And you cannot change the past. the decisions you made with the information that you had at the time, any guilt you carried long after it stopped being useful. None of these are weaknesses. They're simply the parts of life that sit outside your control. And learning to loosen your grip around them is where serenity begins. Now, let's look at the things you can change. You can change how you pace your energy, choosing one task instead of five, taking a short pause before moving on to the next thing, allowing yourself to rest without earning it. You can change the story you tell yourself from "I'm not doing enough" to "I'm doing the best I can with what's here today." You can change your boundaries, saying no to an extra commitment, not absorbing someone else's judgment, protecting your weekends or your mornings. You can change your rituals. You can change your inner tone, speaking to yourself with the same warmth you speak to your child. And you can change your openness to support, asking for help, delegating, letting someone else carry part of the load. These are the changes that matter, the ones that build strength, clarity, and capacity over time. So as we close out the year, and as this podcast moves towards a big milestone, 52 episodes, one for every single week, I want to highlight this. Everything we've done together has been about helping you cultivate serenity, not by escaping your life or pretending everything is fine, but by finding small, steady moments inside it. Serenity isn't a personality trait. It's a practice, a habit of gently returning to yourself, a doorway into acceptance, courage, and wisdom. As you step into the next chapter, whether that's the holidays, the new year, or simply tomorrow morning, I hope you carry this message with you. You deserve steadiness. You deserve space. You deserve a grounded, peaceful center from which you can respond to your world. Serenity first. Acceptance next. Everything else flows from there. Thank you for being here this year, for listening, for showing up for yourself even on the hard weeks. And I'll see you in the next episode. If you'd like to explore more tools and supports, you'll find everything at diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.